Good evening. Take it away, Midnight. No. I stepped on some toes. I heard the crunch. I heard the bones pop. Midnight Riders, bring us into Tuesday night. You got the gear on too, so you ready to go?
Oh no, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another edition of the Sideline Junkies Tuesday night flight. We hope you all jump aboard and enjoy this flight as we take you traveling through the NCAA tournament and give you some background on some NCAA champs that we have in our top three. So as they say, let's get ready to board and get ready to take off. Tuesday night flight, Big Guy KG, Boss Man BJ, Midnight Rider. Let's go.
I don't even know how to follow it up. But the only way I can follow that up, it's that time of year, baby. The ball is tipped. And there you are. You're running for your life. You're a shooting star. One shining moment. Let's go, baby. Let's go. How y'all fellas feeling tonight?
Good, man.
I'm actually not good because I refuse to pay for any subscription that I got to get True TV to watch the damn games.
I agree.
So I guess I'll be getting clips of it because I was actually going to enjoy my day off today and tomorrow watching the first four, which True TV used to be a nice regular channel, but I guess it ain't no more. And here we are, people complain about kids getting paid, but you got to pay to watch the first four in the damn NCAA tournament.
That's true.
Might I'm going to add this before we get started. These teams have the mathematical chance of these teams winning the NCAA tournament is zero. Zero. There is no chance. If you put 50 cents on one of these teams and they so happen to win the NCAA tournament, you'd be a billionaire. So that's my venting for tonight. Actually, it's not, but that's part of it.
Well, we've seen a few Cinderellas before. Let's just say that.
Ain't no Cinderella coming in front of first fours.
Nah.
Never. Ever.
So, as the Midnight Rider said, the Boss BJ came up with this. And look, I had trouble, man. I had over 24 hours to do this, and I had trouble. Top three NCAA men's championship teams of all time.
Oh, boy.
I'll let you guys go first, because –
why you have so much trouble with it?
Because you know why.
You got so many great teams. You have
to go get the film out.
Okay, okay. I'm gonna cut your list by 90% right now. It had to be during your watching years.
Oh, come on, BJ. You can't do that to him now. Not before the show started.
Yeah, I can't because he got it written down. He's looking at it now.
He's got like UCLA with Lou Alcindor. You got a UCLA with Bill Walton.
You're not going back far enough. He got the 96 Iowa Farmhouse Trotter, 1896, I'm saying, not 1996. Before they formed, he got them written down when they were playing on dirt. And they were using cowhide for the ball. He got them down.
The oldest team I had on my list before I pared it down was the 1955 San Francisco Dons.
I was about to say that.
Well, I think y'all know me, man. Y'all don't know me. Y'all don't know me.
I just went scrolling. I was like, San Francisco. All right, man.
These lists are personal. We're going to get to it because we got a lot to get to. So, for me, it's personal. I don't care what you think about my list. Number three, 2002 Maryland. Number two, 96 Kentucky. And number one, and I hate to say it, 92 Duke.
That's impressive.
So and people, before y'all say anything, the audience, 2002 Maryland. You can't was it 2001 Duke won or 2003? It's 2001 Duke won the championship, right?
Mm-hmm. I'm just looking at 2001. Yeah,
you can't put the 2001 team in the top five or top ten, which I see a lot of lists have the 2001 team, and the team that basically beat that team up, the second regular season game. Mm-hmm. Maryland lost in the ACC tournament. They got a wake up call from NC State, and then they had to fight some blue bloods in the tournament to get to Indiana, and I don't think they lost a game by 8 points.
And that was a tense game, that championship game. That
taken. What I always tell you, taken, not earned. It was taken. That championship was taken. It wasn't five-star recruits up and down the board. I'm sorry, Mendel Ryder. I stepped on your toe. I'm up to the ankle now.
You good, man. I'm good because I'm sitting there debating because I forgot a couple teams. So number three is the 1982 North Carolina Tar Heels. Just that lineup alone with Worthy, Perkins, and Jordan. I mean, come on. Probably one of the greatest teams assembled, man. Number two is 1993 North. No, I'm joking.
I went ahead and just left, man. I'm just going to let you know that. I would have went ahead and just left. Like,
goodness. Like,
nah, seriously, number two is the 2007 Florida team. I don't think there was a better definition of a team. That was their second year winning it. I tend to give homage to teams that go back-to-back or they have a consistent run through the to the finals during that stretch. And then I think this is more so my favorite, not so much the best. But my favorite is the UNLV team from 1990. That's my number one.
That's crazy. Because that 1990 UNLV team, I had them under honorable mention.
Okay.
I had them under honorable mention as well as the 1955 San Francisco Dons, as well as the 1966 Texas El Paso, UTEP. Miners, but my number three team would be the 76 Indiana Hoosiers, undefeated team. My number two team, 1985 Villanova. They played the most perfect game you could play in a championship. Number one, I've been back and forth on this so much. About what team should be number one, who would I pick? I went with the 73 UCLA Bruins. Even though out of any UCLA Bruin team, 95 is always my favorite with the O'Bannon brothers. Toby Bailey was my favorite player on that team. I love Toby Bailey.
And who was on the 73 UCLA team?
That was Jamal the Silk Wilkes. Who was the MOP that year? I don't even know who was an MOP. Mm. Hold on. Why are you worried about who was on that team? It was Walton. Fuck.
All right.
It was Walton. That was a Walton team. But that was one of them, that was during their run.
Midnight Rider, did you say that your honorable mention was 93 North Carolina?
We can say that.
Okay. That was a good team.
Hey, talking about earning it, you going through that tournament with a team where Donald Williams wasn't the best player, but somehow you won MOP that year. I mean, then to think about who they had to go through to get the championship.
So, I was saying before team. I was interrupted.
Time out. I'll be right back.
He was known
as. You don't have any timeouts.
And that's why I came right back.
Oh, okay.
Hopefully I don't get fined.
You had Keith Wilkes. But I got to give a shout out to the 84 Georgetown team, which was a pretty good college basketball team. So, probably one of the greatest coaches to ever walk the sidelines. And John R. Thompson.
Can we piggyback this for next week?
Sure.
Yeah. You put a pin in it?
No. Well, yeah, we can do that because we're already at 11. But I was going to say, let's think about, in terms of the championship or getting teams to the finals, like the best top three performances. Like the guys, and this is going to end up having guys like Danny Manning, Carmelo Anthony, guys that kind of carried their team through to the championship.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Perry chiming in. He said UNLV 1990 is the greatest. You know what? I'm going to say something. What was that, 94 Arkansas won?
Yep.
With Nolan Richardson? I think that was one of the toughest teams, and I hated that Arkansas. I hated Corliss Williamson because of that run.
Wasn't it Scotty Williams, Ty Day, Lee Mayberry?
Mm-hmm. And I hated Corliss. But Big Nasty was a beast. As I got older, I respected him. He was a beast. Perry say Hoyer second. 1984 Hoyer second. Another brilliant team put together. Walton was on that UCLA team with Jamal Wilkes. He's Miles Simon. Miles Simon had a run. What was that, 97? Him and Bibby. It was him, Bibby.
Dickerson.
Jeff. Yeah, they had a bunch of guys in there. Bunch of good guys. Real good guys, too. Was Arenas on that team? Wasn't Arenas a freshman?
I don't think that was Dickerson. I think that's Finley that was on that team. Michael Finley went to Wisconsin. I'm sorry, I'm tripping. Yeah. I'm getting
That's Olsen's team, right?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's the last Western team to win a championship. Nobody out West has won a championship since then. 97.
Are you sure?
Yeah. They did a graph on it the other day, and they had the country split down the middle. They was like, nobody on the Western, you know, you got the Midwest splitting it down the middle. If you split the middle down, nobody out West has won a championship since 1997. Everybody's been on the East Coast.
So they're considering Baylor and Kansas
Midwest. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right, fellas.
We got to dive into the meat and potatoes.
Let me get the sharing the screen here. So y'all ready to go dancing?
You make me feel like dancing. I want to dance.
Not really, because I can't even watch the first four in the damn tournament. So I'm not really ready to go dancing. Kind of annoyed by that if you haven't really noticed.
I hadn't picked up on it, B. You did a good job of hiding that.
I'm trying to be professional and, you know, not let my emotions overrun the show. But I think it's beep, 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 beep that I can't watch the first four teams that have no chance of getting in the tournament, getting playing. I just don't get it.
Well, I think the one thing that I appreciate that they did, because I think at first it was mostly for the 16 spot. And then recently they started adding in like the 10s. And I think there's a couple other seeds that are higher that are involved in this first weekend. I mean, this first day or first 2 days of the tournament.
I think once the NCAA realize how much money they're going to make, they're just going to have a damn Division I tournament. It's going to run from March to August. Have every Division I team, your bracket. You're going to need like a 90-inch TV for your bracket.
Speaking of which, they talking about expanding like 80 or 90 teams.
Oh, it's money. You get,
but that's you diluting the waters now.
You're diluting it with the first four.
The most annoying part about it is all that's going to happen, let's say we get 80 teams in. Well, guess who we're going to hear complaining? Teams 81, 82, and 83.
All the time. Never fails.
Here's the thing. And I want to say this now and get it out the way. You got teams that used to didn't make the tournament because you were a bubble team and your bubble burst. And you went to the NIT, you played your heart out, and you proved that you should have been in the big dance. You win the NIT. Now teams are turning that stuff down. They're turning that invitation down. And I'm like, what is it? What's going on? What are we doing here?
Hey, I guess they I thought that's how old, you know, the NIT was. The hey, you didn't make the tournament, but you still get the ball, you still get to showcase your team. And I don't know where it turned where the NIT was this garbage tournament. Matter of fact, fellas, can we put a pin in this for next year? Can we go to the NIT tournament?
Most definitely. It's normally on the East Coast.
Ain't it? I thought it was usually at Madison Square.
Yeah, that's why I say East Coast. It moves up and down the East Coast.
Okay. Well, we'll see where it is.
And all Perry right, say now it's the 16s and the 10s. The last four should always be the first, be in the first four games. That's true.
I like that thought process.
And same complaints about to dominate the college football playoff. Oh my God, is it?
Just keep letting them in, baby. More money.
All right. Where we start? We're starting off right here at the top. The East bracket. You got UConn, number one UConn versus Stetson. Who are you gentlemen taking in this one?
UConn.
Midnight Rock.
I don't think we need a consensus on. I mean, do everybody need to comment on that?
All right. B, if you can, I'm off the screen, so if any comments pop up, it's on you, brother.
Okay.
8 versus 9, FAU, Florida Atlantic University versus Northwestern. I say Northwestern.
I say FAU because they coming off a run from last year.
Yeah, I'm going to go with FAU.
All right. Now, this bracket right here is the Sideline Junkies bracket. I have my own personal bracket, which is already put in. This is just this is the show bracket.
Did you hit enter?
Because I don't want to. Yeah, okay. I checked it. I double checked it. It's in this year.
Oh, my goodness, boy.
San Diego State versus University of Alabama, Birmingham, UAB.
Can you
give me San Diego State? They're favored by 7.5. I'm looking through the spread too. Just cheating a little bit, but
does it say anything about Steve Fisher?
Nah.
Okay.
What's wrong with Steve Fisher? What happened? What I missed?
There's nothing wrong, but if he's coaching that team, then I want San Diego State.
Hey, you like Steve Fisher, but you talk trash about the 93. I mean, get the fuck. So we all
from the San Diego State days.
Next up, Auburn versus Yale.
Give me Auburn.
Auburn.
All right. Now we ain't trying to go all chalk here, which I know we not. Duquesne versus BYU. I think I picked Duquesne in this one personally.
Yeah, I was gonna say Duquesne as well.
Y'all going with Duquesne?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm going to go with BYU.
So what are we doing? We're doing
consensus. No. Keep the majority wins.
Okay.
Majority okay. wins.
Illinois versus Morehead State. I think that's a no-brainer there. Washington State versus Drake. And we're not talking about you used to call me on my cell phone. Late night when you need my love.
But give me Washington. State. Give me Washington. No.
I want Drake. Because is this a 7-10 or a 5-12?
Yeah. This is a 7-10.
And this is not from any basketball. Not. This is the tournament ebb and flows.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, let me. I'll go with Drake.
Drake, it is. All right, last one in the first round. Iowa State, South Dakota State.
That's Iowa State.
All right. You want to finish the whole bracket, or you want to go first round only? Finish the whole region. I mean,
we can finish a region.
All right, UConn, FAU.
Is that good?
Yeah, that's good.
Me, UConn.
Yeah.
All right. San Diego State, Auburn. I say San Diego State in this one.
I like Auburn. And I'm biased.
Give me San Diego State.
All right. Duquesne versus Illinois.
I'm gonna say Duquesne because I want to set up the first Deborah Cox moment of the bracket.
I go with Duquesne too.
I roll with you on that one. Take the road less traveled. Drake versus Iowa State.
Iowa State.
Yeah.
All right. Back up to the top. UConn versus San Diego State.
I just think UConn's gonna be too tough.
Perry said he's more excited for the women's tourney with all that scuffling and stuff, and yes, all indeed. all that steam is gonna be interesting.
We got a bracket.
I did my women's bracket too.
Northwestern, because FAU was coming off of last year's run. See, he's going with Northwestern on that one.
See, I think that's the reason you stick with it.
Auburn Pearls getting to the Sweet 16. And then he says the Stars are in that tournament. Yeah, there's some heavy hitters. I think this will probably be one of the better, or not probably the best. It's got to live up to the hype. It's a lot of hype around the women's tournament. But I think once you get to the heavy hitters and it gets, you know, they get the cupcakes out of the way, I think this is one of it's going to be must-see TV.
Yeah, so. I think the kicker is they need the heavy hitters to take care of business and to not let the chalk run out. And I think they need to make sure that they get to these spots.
Sorry, I had to take another time out. I don't have. Sorry about that.
Oh, I just realized what you said. Really? I just realized what you said. I was great. Yeah, hey, technical foul. I just realized what you just said. Are you serious right now?
You are right into that spider web, boy.
Are you serious?
You got to be more careful.
I would say you can't.
Iowa State, baby.
All right. Now you got one versus two in the region. Iowa versus Iowa State versus UConn.
I just think if there's any year that UConn should get as far as they can, I think this is it.
Yeah, I'm gonna roll with UConn.
I think most of America agrees with you.
The belly says right. Iowa State.
I feel you on that.
Oh, Xavier says, oh, okay. All right, jump down to the West. I mean, pick what you want, kid. It's up to you. You got to do it. Let's jump down to the West. North Carolina versus Howard or Wagner, which is probably going to be Wagner, but I think the consensus is North Carolina is
being too strong. It doesn't matter who comes out of that. North Carolina.
All right.
40.
Oh, God. I didn't see. I forgot about this.
Nah, I saw that.
Forgot about
it. I seen that.
Mississippi State versus Michigan State. If you put MSU on there, it's a win-win.
I like to abstain unless there's – no, actually, I want to go first. I'm going Michigan State because that way it's a tiebreaker. It's between y'all, and there's no bias involved in the pick.
BJ?
You know I'm Tom Izzo all day.
Yeah, give me Tom Izzo, Michigan State.
Hey, that's a consensus because I had picked Michigan State in this one anyway. St. Mary's versus Grand Canyon.
That's one of them ones make your stomach hurt.
I think I picked Grand Canyon.
Ooh, I picked St. Mary's.
Give me St. Mary's.
Okay. All right. Alabama versus Charleston.
Charleston.
Ooh.
Hey.
All right, so hold on. Just so y'all know, some of these teams are just automatic for me. So if I see Charleston in the bracket, and this goes back many years ago, when they had their first upset, when they were known as the College of Charleston. So I will always, if they're in it, most of the time I give them a biased first round win. Because they seem to always show at least once. They may not get to the Sweet 16, but they do win their first round games. But I like Alabama squad.
Yeah, I'm going to lean on Alabama on that one.
I got Alabama, but I'll keep an eye on that game. Clemson versus New Mexico.
I'm taking New Mexico.
Mm.
Well, if I go with my theory, then I'm going to take New Mexico.
All right. I was going with Clemson.
I don't trust Clemson in any big game scenarios anymore.
Gotcha.
Like I did before, and then boom. All right, who's next? Baylor and
Colgate. Baylor versus Colgate.
I like Baylor.
Real quick, Perry says his money's on Juju. I don't know which one we was talking about. He said it was toss-up. And he said, upset alert, Canyon.
Mm.
And then we got to get to a comment here. Mom's coming in. Okay, we just about on the same page.
She was talking about that, or was she talking about you taking time out to be?
Wow.
You know what? I don't know.
I mean, this is the same thing.
We're going to need that curve. That what you call him? He said Iowa State and UConn is a toss-up. Yeah, my belly is saying Iowa State, but the mind is saying UConn. And when I don't follow the belly, usually I'm still hungry. Let's just say that.
I'm sorry, say that again, KG. I talked over you. I'm sorry.
No, I gave Mom exclusive content this morning because she called me. And she wanted to do her. I was like, you got to wait till 7:30. So I wound up giving her exclusive content and breaking some stuff down for free.
There you go. Okay. There you go. I'm taking Baylor on that one.
Yeah, Baylor.
I'll roll with y'all. Next up, Dayton versus Nevada. I think I took Nevada in this one personally.
Dayton versus Nevada. I'm gonna take Nevada.
Damn it, B. I knew he was gonna do that. Nevada.
Right. Arizona versus Long Beach State.
Arizona.
Yep, I'm taking Arizona as well. All right, North Carolina versus Michigan State, which I think is gonna be absolutely fantastic game.
What was that comment?
It says free. I was right there with you.
Okay. Yeah, it was free knowledge. I didn't charge you. I could have said, hey, you want to know this? You got to make me a corn pudding. But I didn't do that. I lessened my fee. It was free.
So I got Carolina in this one.
Of course you do.
I'm going to take Carolina. Straight through, no timeouts.
Alabama versus St. Mary's. Oh, wait till we get off here.
Oh, man.
I'm going with the more athletic team. I'm going to take Alabama.
I'm going with St. Mary's.
I think I got to run with B, with St. Mary's on this one.
They going to
be New Mexico versus Baylor.
Baylor.
Arizona versus Nevada.
I think Arizona's been playing some better basketball lately, so I'm going to go Arizona.
I'm going to go Nevada.
Uh-oh, Deborah Cox.
Oh, man. Can we cue that up?
Y'all got the soundboard.
No. We got another comment from Mom. You always charge me now or later. I know I got to pay.
Wait. Did you say we not queuing up Deborah Cox yet?
We could queue up a little 3-2-3 second joint, but
but here's the thing: for those that weren't here last year, myself and the Midnight Rider, we coined a phrase of teams that you wonder how they got to where they're at, and they're the Deborah Cox teams. How did you get here? Nobody's supposed to be here. You know, and I think we got in trouble for that last year, didn't we, Midnight Rod? Didn't we get a couple cease and desists last year?
I don't think we did. I think that's the part that is funny, because I think we should have, but we didn't.
Yeah, because we played that 3-4 times.
Some of the stuff y'all don't get, I make disappear. I just want to let y'all know that. Some of the stuff that, you know, I don't let it touch y'all, you know? Mom's coming again. She said, B, you know I'm right. Oh, yeah, I know. I know, for sure.
North Carolina, St. Mary's.
Carolina.
Baylor, Nevada.
Give me Baylor.
Midnight Rider.
Oh, Baylor. I'm sorry.
Oh, okay. All right, North Carolina, Baylor.
Baylor.
Ooh.
I'm going Carolina. So you got to be the tiebreaker.
I'm going to have to go Baylor. North Carolina, a little suspect to me.
They always suspect to you. They always going to be suspect to you.
Houston versus Longwood.
Swear give me Houston.
It's a good thing Grady Dick don't play on Longwood.
I'm taking Longwood. So Midnight Rider, you gotta be the tiebreaker.
Oh, I'm taking Houston. I can't be on the public ear talking about taking Longwood.
That would be the soundbite of the century, boy.
And knowing somebody creative ass, they going to just break it down to that part where I say it.
Nope. I'm going with the Wood.
Nebraska versus Texas A&M.
I'm going with Asian Curry. I'm going to take Nebraska.
I'll sit on that hill with you. I'll go with Nebraska.
All right. Now, this one right here, this is probably the only one that I can say this is my upset special that I was previewing yesterday. James Madison Dukes versus the Wisconsin Badgers. This is a 12-5 matchup. 5-12, whatever you want to call it. I got James Madison coming out of this and going on a nice little run because that's a pretty good team, very athletic. But I don't know. I got this funny feeling that it's going to be a really deep run for JMU. So that I'm picking JMU, and I picked JMU for – I think I got JMU all the way to the Sweet 16. What you guys got?
I rolled a dice with you here. I'm going to roll the dice with him here. I'm going to go JMU.
And just so you know, it was a consensus. JMU's 31-3. They played a decent schedule. I think they beat Michigan State early in the year, like the first game of the season. Plus, they're an older team, and this is one of those things that I like. I like older teams in the tournament because, A, you got grown man strength going against some of these one-and-done kids, and then you also got a team that's played together for a long time. So you kind of – when they get in these tight jams or these close games, they kind of already have it figured out.
Yep. Mm.
I am so sorry. She just gave me a piece of cake. Mm. Lord, have mercy.
See your wife. She's supposed to give you cake.
Yeah, it was moist.
I bet it was.
Whew.
Did you expect for it to be dry?
Oh, it's never dry. It's always moist.
I'm gonna take another time out. I know I don't have.
Duke versus Vermont.
I'm sorry.
So we got Perry Love keeps his old school from getting to the Final Four, AZ to the Final Four. And he said he got Wisconsin in a romp. Ooh. I'm picking Vermont just because it's Duke. I don't care what it is. I don't care if they just got in the tournament. They got five people off the street. I'm picking Vermont.
Damn.
KG?
Midnight Rock.
Oh, you
I pick Duke. Who you got? You the tiebreaker.
Oh, we got to cue the music. We got to cue up Deborah Cox.
Oh,
we got a full matchup. I'm going Vermont, so that way we got Vermont and James Madison in the How Did You Get Here game.
Ooh, wait. B, you got to do it. When we get back to that, you got to do it. It's labeled. You got to do it. Texas Tech versus NC State. I got NC State because NC State's your ACC champion. They went 5 straight games in DC and won 5 straight to win the ACC championship. I got NC State in this. That's another one of my upsets.
Wow.
I want to say that, but I think they – I mean, we're already down this wormhole after Longwood and Moist Cakes. I think NC State shot their load, so –
Oh my goodness.
I'm sorry.
Oh my goodness.
I am sorry.
I didn't mean to laugh that hard. Oh my God, I didn't mean to laugh that hard. So you going Texas Tech?
I think B's the tiebreaker, I think.
Yeah, he's the tiebreaker. I got NC State, you got Texas Tech. B, what you got?
Give me Tech.
All right. Kentucky, excuse me, versus Oakland.
Perry got Texas Tech by 12. State shot the load to get there.
I don't know.
Same brain.
I think they can go on a run. I'm feeling certain teams. I'm feeling the vibe from them, and JMU and NC State are the two teams I'm really feeling the vibe from. I'm feeling the vibe of a long run.
Mom said we're getting put in timeout. We got to calm. We got to bring it out.
Well, do we actually have timeouts, Mom?
Now, you know, that's the thing. That's why we had to keep going. We had 37, and we have no timeouts. We got to keep going. Oh. Remember, we don't do no overtime.
That's right.
What's crazy is y'all keep going back to this. Do I need to explain to the people at home what happened? Why you keep saying this to me? You know.
We'll give you the floor. Hell nah. We'll give you the floor.
Really quick. We had 37:50. You got 2 minutes.
Really quick.
We got 19-3
championship game, Michigan Fab Five versus North Carolina. Michigan's the top team in my eyes because it's so great. Fab Five, inspirational, everything. The timeout happens.
What happened?
Call a technical foul, shoot the free throws, Michigan loses. Chris Webber fell down the floor. I fell down on the floor. At 11 years old, I laid in the middle of the floor and cried. 1993 was probably the worst sports year of my life. I laid in the middle of the floor and cried. My mother, who's right, she's in there in the comments. She can tell you she did it. She asked me, she said, "Are you crying?" I said, "Yeah." "Go to bed." That's what she said, "Go to bed." That following weekend, she goes to North Carolina. She comes back. She decides to bring me a North Carolina championship t-shirt.
Oh, that's beautiful.
Oh, she didn't want you to be like them little kids in those other countries. Michigan, you know what I'm saying?
I wish the camera phones and stuff were back then. I could have filmed it as she was coming in the house with it.
My grandmother, I looked at her like, "Did you really just buy me this?" And I'm still hurt. My grandmother said, "Say thank you." I don't want to. Say thank you. Thank you. I wound up wearing the shirt.
That's right.
Hold on. Hold on. No.
He tried to run through. He tried. Never mind. I'm not going to say that. He tried to breeze past that.
Yes, I wore the shirt. I wore it until I outgrew it because my mother gave it to me. It wasn't an admission of being a North Carolina fan or anything of that. It was just because my mother gave it to me. My grandmother said, "Appreciate what your mother buys you." She didn't have to buy you anything, is what she told me.
Real quick on these comments. Perry said they won the ACC championship to keep Keats' job, mission accomplished, out in the first round.
Ooh.
Mama is confirming. Yes, he did. She says, exactly. And Perry said, "I cried when Duke beat UNLV in the 91 Final Four and was on campus at Duke partying when they won the title." Mm. And Mama chiming in again, she said, "That's love." So, since I know you wear the enemy's jersey, I'm actually multitasking here. I got a CeeDee Lamb jersey coming to you next week.
Won't be wearing it in my house. My wife can wear it. She's a Cowboy fan. She can have it.
No. You know.
I won't be wearing it. Next up, Kentucky versus Oakland, because you being real dirty. I'm going to get you a Patriots jersey.
I mean, I need some more rags in the house.
Well, the difference is he's never admitted to wearing the enemy's t-shirt.
I was 11 years old. What do you want me to do? I needed a shirt to wear. What do you want me to do?
You didn't need a shirt to wear. You had other shirts. And your mom being a good, outstanding Christian woman of God decided to go get you a Carolina shirt. That's beautiful. That's great parenting. I mean, honestly.
Kentucky versus Oakland.
Oh, we don't want to admit your mom's a great mom?
My mama is a great mom. My mom's a goddamn saint. I say it all the time. She's a goddamn saint.
I'm just giving her flowers for her. Actually, let's think about it. Her one shining moment when she hooked you up.
Yeah, but here's the thing. B, I don't know if you remember this. You remember when Merlin won the championship in 2002? Remember we went shopping and I bought the Merlin shorts, the reversible Merlin shorts?
Mm-hmm.
And I bought the shirt to match, the red shirt that said Merlin Baller?
Mm-hmm.
With the white basketball on it? I still have the shorts. You know she stole my shirt and I still have yet to get my shirt back?
Wow, we're going to do this?
Oh, man. Aaron out some stuff here, ain't we?
She took my Merlin Baller shirt.
Wow. You just airing out the family laundry today.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, man.
I mean, when it came down to that championship, my mom was so proud of them boys when they won that championship. Like, I think that's one of her favorite championships was when Maryland won it. By her being a big Lynn Bias fan for so long and seeing Maryland almost get there and seeing them finally get there, I think that's probably one of her best championship memories. And I don't have a problem with her taking the shirt. I would like to have, I don't know if I can do anything with it now. Ain't nothing I can do with it now, but I hope she still got it because it was a really good shirt. And you know what? I might go out this weekend and put my Merlin shorts on and go get that shirt and rock that. It might be a halter top by now.
You know what? You don't have no Georgetown shorts?
Yeah. I got a lot of Georgetown stuff. I got to get new stuff, but I got Georgetown stuff. I used to have a Georgetown sweatshirt. Of course, everybody did, but I had the championship sweatshirt.
Mom said, I don't steal. I just take what I want. Yes.
It was 84 championship.
Yeah, and it was a sweatshirt with the whole team's picture on it, and then it had Georgetown going down one sleeve, Hoyas going down the other.
You got a comment you need to read, big guy.
Yeah, buddy.
What's that?
It's on the screen.
Oh, Aisha, hope you getting your picks in. Because this is what we do.
Hopefully she's doing on the Sideline Junkies picks on ESPN.
Yeah. Yeah, because I sent it to her. It seemed like we got about 15, 16 people. I think maybe more than that. We got quite a few people.
Oh, for a while, it was looking like me and Matt, so I got a little nervous.
Yeah, I did too.
Perry said, nah, that shirt mid-riff style now. What's the on Living Color? What's the boys? Hated it!
Been on film.
Been on films.
Yes! she said she put hers in.
Okay, good. All right. Kentucky versus Oakland. I think that's Kentucky. Consensus in Kentucky.
Kentucky.
Kentucky. Florida versus
Florida. Virginia. Florida.
I ain't got to go
I'm so there. Mad at that first four. I don't get Florida.
Marquette versus Western Kentucky.
Again, another one of these homer things. So y'all gonna have to I need to go first in any game involving Marquette.
Take it away.
No, I just want Marquette. Shaka Smart. Okay. All I got to say.
Okay.
Give me Marquette.
I'll take Marquette as well. All right, back up to the top. Nebraska versus Houston, 1-8.
I'm going to go Nebraska because I don't think Houston can score. Mm. I think Houston's like UVA. I think they're going to get to a point where they can't score enough to keep themselves in this tournament. And all it takes is one team to get hot. And maybe I'm overrating the Asian Curry, but –
I roll with Houston.
I wanted to roll with Houston. I'm gonna go Nebraska just to buck the trend. Oh, come boy. On, B. Play my theme music, man. Play my theme music. Come on.
I gotta get to it again. I had it up.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are talking about the Deborah Cox game, James Madison versus Vermont, but we asked a simple question. You were WWP. You weren't supposed to win your first round game.
But that's getting taken off for sure, baby.
But it's the this is one of your Deborah Cox games. But James Madison versus Vermont, I'll say the Dukes. Give me JMU.
And ladies and gentlemen, Vermont is here. I picked him just because I hate Duke that much.
What, just because. Is Vermont the Chanticleers?
I have no idea what they are.
I don't know what they are. I just know the school.
We'll find out. We'll find out in the tournament what they are.
I knew it was some weird name. It's the Catamounts, but I'm still go with the Dukes.
I'm gonna take JMU.
All right, Texas Tech versus Kentucky. I've held a grudge against Kentucky for a long time, and I've gotten over it. So I'm gonna go Kentucky. What you guys got?
I think I want Tech, but I can easily be swayed to take Kentucky.
BJ.
Give me Kentucky. I think this is like where their luck starts. Well, not luck, but I think this is where they start running out of gas, and I think that next one's gonna, that Sweet 16 is gonna be it for them.
So you already have my pick for this game.
This is Marquette, BJ.
I'll take Marquette.
I'll roll with you. All right. Another Deborah Cox game, 8 versus 12, JMU versus number 8, Nebraska. I don't know if the Dukes will have to pull this out by the skin of their collective teeth, but I'm
going Dukes. I'm going to go JMU. I'm going to give them their fantasy run.
I go with JMU here.
I'll rock with you. Now, see, this is what I'm thinking. The reason why I keep saying JMU, number one, they play some really, really good ball this year. But it seems like certain teams, especially your mid-majors, they play a better brand of basketball when tournament time comes around. I don't know. This would be just a great story if JMU goes on a really, really deep run. I don't know. I see it as a way. I think Maryland should have been able to do this, but Maryland don't play inspired ball sometimes. But JMU, win this one for Lucky, man. I meant for Lefty, shit. Win it for Lefty.
We just gotta get out of this bracket because we got too much going on in this bracket.
Okay, we almost done. We almost up out of here. All right, Kentucky versus Marquette. Midnight Ride already got Marquette.
I think this is where Kentucky Magic end. Give me Marquette.
All right, and then final, Marquette versus James Madison.
Absolutely slaughtered. Give me Marquette.
I thought she's gonna go the other way. All right,
slaughtered. No blood.
Now we're down to our final bracket, our final region, I should say, Midwest.
Purdue.
Utah State versus TCU. I think I picked TCU in this one.
Oh, I'm always picking TCU.
That's TCU.
Because this is Jamie Dixon's team. Sorry.
Gonzaga versus McNeese State.
Zags.
Kansas versus Samford.
Kansas.
All right. South Carolina versus Oregon.
I like Oregon.
Give me Oregon.
All right. Creighton versus Akron. I don't know. Creighton went from a mid-major to damn near becoming a blue blood. I like Creighton.
How they damn near come blue blood? They ain't win no championships.
Yeah, you got to win. You got to have a history of championships and stuff. You can't be a blue blood just because your name keep popping up in the tournament.
Well, they call Maryland the blue blood, but they ain't got no championships but one.
I don't know who called Maryland a blue blood. And I'm a Maryland guy. And Maryland is not a blue blood.
It's the same guy that says Maryland versus Duke is a rivalry.
But
It was entertaining TV, and for a while they had a good enough team to compete and beat them. But a rivalry is Duke and North Carolina.
Yeah, of course, right. That's a battle of Tobacco Road, but Maryland
versus No. Not because of Tobacco Road, but because the teams are two powerhouses that go back and forth each time. If you just like the local team, They haven't beat the team in Texas, and you know that's not a rivalry no more.
I can give you that.
Okay, it so was. That's when both teams are on the same level. Maryland would, and I'm a Maryland guy. Maryland's never on the level of Duke, so when they beat them, that's why it's special. Like your blue collar's beating the gold silver spoon.
I'll put you like this: Duke will never run the court or charge the court after any win against Maryland.
And that's what it is. Perry Jones says Maryland is not a blue blood. I agree with him. And Duke Maryland rivalry for 3 years during the UNC's down years. If UNC, don't get me wrong, those Maryland Duke games, some of those were great games. Like I said, the 2002, they've lost the first game to them. The second game in College Park where they annihilated them, that's Maryland lore right there. That's going to get replayed over and over again.
But what about the 26-point comeback?
I mean, it's great, but we're only talking about a short window. If they were still in the ACC today and it's still going on, now it's a rivalry. It's been going on for 20 years. But we're only talking about, like Perry said, a 3 or 4 year window where those games are really great. And you had, Juan Dixon and Blake, and then you had Williams and Shane Battier.
All those guys, yeah.
Yeah, so.
I mean, come on. This stretch was a one night stand.
I got to help my dumbass cat. I'll be back.
It's an extended one night stand. That's all. It's not a rivalry.
Extended. But Perry said, but it went away when Juan graduated. Okay. All right.
Y'all making really good. I was gonna say something else, but Mama Carol's in the comments. Now I'm not trying to get another timeout, so I'm just gonna sit here and not say anything wrong.
Y'all making good points. Not a rivalry.
Trying to behave. No, I mean, if you think it's a rivalry, that's fine.
I always did.
From my standpoint, I just never felt that way. I just felt like Maryland fans just got too high on the horse.
All right, while B helping the cat,
Texas. Wow. These last couple minutes, boy. Woo!
Ooh, boy. Texas, well, I mean, he's not feeling the 10. I don't understand why we have a play-in game for 10. I thought play-in game was supposed to be for 16. If you're the last play-in, that should be the bottom.
No, because you got to make money off of this. So you got to get them quality matchups and B, some teams. And I think Perry said it best. Like, this is probably the last four in. The 10s are the last four teams in, probably.
Okay. Texas versus.
I like Texas.
I'll take Texas in that one. Because I know B, where he going. Now, Tennessee versus St. Peter's. Now, this ain't the St. Peter's that you thinking of. This is a new St. Peter's.
Oh, okay. I'm still taking Tennessee. They could be the new, they could be the old. They could have denied Jesus three times if they want to. I'm still taking Tennessee.
Oh, man. Purdue versus TCU.
See, guys, it only takes a couple minutes. Cat's done.
I bet.
I got
don't TCU. Always take a marathon.
The cat got stuck in a damn grocery bag. And I'm looking over. It's over his shoulder, and he somehow got his arm looped in it. And I'm looking at him like, okay.
I had to pay money for that. Shout out to True TV. Because they don't have Wally Szczerbiak on the board right now. That's good. I mean, he never shows up in playoffs anyway. Nobody have on NCAA tournament. Well, he did have a good tournament. Never mind. But I guess I should be upset if they have him on NBA playoff coverage. If they had Wally Szczerbiak and Eddie Jones, it'd probably be the first time both of them showed up in the playoffs.
You are in rare form tonight, and I don't even know what to say.
Real quick, Perry says UVA and Colorado State were on the cut line. If you're an at-large on the cut block, book your bus to Dayton.
So if they were on the cut line, what was the reason that Indiana State didn't make it? And Indiana State had enough wins and everything to make the tournament. Why were they left out?
Probably didn't pay enough money to get in.
No, I mean, I think at a certain point, I mean, this is that argument we're talking about, but I think there was a point where, because I think they were in the first four out. So I don't know what their criteria was, but I don't know. I can't help you on that one, brother.
Yeah, because I've been trying to find it, but, you know, I don't know. But
Perry says quality wins. I agree with him.
I thought they had somebody. Well, you know, were they in the NIT?
You know they break them down into quads now. So it's like, strength, you know, if you don't have enough quad one wins and a lot of quad four losses, that hurt.
I'm trying to find it.
Let's get past this Purdue TCU game because I got TCU.
Okay.
I'm not the best person to ask this question of because I think Purdue plays Big Ten basketball and I think they're going to struggle. And I don't like the Big Ten doesn't play enough explosive basketball. It's all bully ball. And I think when they get in the tournament, they always struggle early and often because they just don't play an offensive brand of basketball in their conference.
All right.
Give me TCU.
I'll take it with you. TCU.
Perry said the Midnight Rider nailed it.
Gonzaga versus Kansas. I think the Zags clip the Jayhawks. Rock, chalk, like the Jayhawks out the door.
Rock, chalk, Jayhawk.
All right. B, you the tiebreaker.
Am I the tiebreaker? Give me Kansas.
All right. Next up, Oregon versus Creighton.
Oregon.
Why are we on the same page with Oregon? Give me Oregon.
I think Oregon got hot in their league tournament, which kind of got them in the tournament to begin with. Oregon plays a extended defense, something you don't see a lot of. So they will get out and press you. They will get out, meet you at half court. And this is traditional. That's just the way they play. Unless they change their style of play, I'm going to take Oregon in a tournament like this.
Okay. Texas versus Tennessee. Rocky Top all the way.
Tennessee. Take me to another place. Take me to another land.
I'm taking Texas.
Tiebreaker!
Hold on. I had to stop for a second and look over to my left because somebody's giving me the timeout signal.
No.
Oh, he said he was giving out text, but you know, you can also get your ass in the corner.
Yeah. Kansas,
see you.
Which one is that, Xavier?
Yeah. Dario don't do things like that. Dario actually loves me. I don't know about Xavier.
Tell Xavier the articles of impeachment are coming soon. They come for him too. We need all hands on deck.
Well, I think Xavier is the one that admitted to me on Christmas Day that his mom is his favorite parent. So there you go.
Whew. Boy, I'm telling you, it's some horse pills coming through this Sideline Junkies podcast, boy.
Don't run off now.
Some horse pills that come through this joint. And it don't matter how much water you drink, they just get stuck right here.
Oh, my. Oh,
man, y'all started it, man. Let's have some fun, man.
All right, TCU versus Kansas.
I'm taking TCU.
I hate this, but I got to take Kansas.
I'm going to roll with TCU.
Yeah. How my man Jamie Dixon in the Elite Eight?
Give me Oregon.
Oregon,
I think I got Tennessee in this one. I think this is when the magic runs out.
All right. That's why I got two. Tennessee versus TCU.
I think it's TCU. Tennessee.
You
the tiebreaker.
Yeah, I'll go TCU just to be fun. All right. Let's go up to the middle here. Where the final rounds at?
Hopefully this doesn't disappear or anything.
I hope it doesn't.
You never know.
Final four. UConn, number one UConn versus number three Baylor.
Give me Baylor.
Give me UNC.
UNC ain't in there.
Oh.
Damn.
Then give me UConn. The hell, you think I'm gonna get what's his name? A title? And he ain't get one with us? Because he was old.
Marquette versus TCU.
Marquette, we got an all big East.
All right, championship game. UConn versus Marquette. I got UConn. I think most of America has UConn. I think that's what they were saying. Most of America has UConn winning this.
I mean, they were probably the better team. Back I get my man Shaka a title, so I personally take Marquette in this. I think this is the second year in a row I've had Marquette either in the Final Four or winning the whole thing on one of my brackets.
And we may have to go back because Kansas star Kevin McCullough Jr. to miss the NCAA tournament with a knee injury.
What are we going back for? We done already decided this out there. We
already wins that. Yeah.
Okay. Well, I mean, we had them losing anyway, but they get that far. But be you the tiebreaker.
For what?
UConn Marquette. Because I picked UConn.
Marquette.
All right, I'll roll with that. So the sideline junkies have picked Marquette. How many total points will be scored in the championship game?
So I see it as a 76-72 type of ball game. So what's that, 148?
Yeah.
I say 142.
Let's go to middle. Let's say 145.
Bet.
All right.
And just as you say it, it popped on my screen. Because I'm watching True on Sling TV.
And as you can see, I'm submitting the bracket.
Let's make sure.
Because you know how your internet is over there. So
submitting the bracket. Bracket is submitted.
You sure?
Yeah.
Hey Xavier, don't worry. We got soldiers everywhere. Okay. Don't worry about it. Super Earth needs you. Perry says UConn, Marquette, Arizona, Purdue, all Big East finals. Huskies first seen repeat since Gators. And she said she went too high at 160.
No, because if it's a fact, I mean, depending on who you got, I like that number two.
Yeah, it depends on who you got in your final. Right? You know, it could, you know, just depends. That's it.
But they start shooting the lights out, you start hitting some threes. Yeah.
This is probably like a bluff computer screen. When he shut it down, the computer's going to melt and then we're going to lose all this. But at least we got it recorded.
Exactly. Is that in the group?
Yes.
Okay. Yes. So what is the title as the Tuesday Night Flight or Sideline Junkies? What is it?
I gotta make a title for it. It's gonna be Sideline Junkies once I get it right.
Oh, we gotta do something other than that because I think
this is my bracket.
We don't want to see your bracket.
Well, we'll call it Tuesday Night Flight. This is my bracket, so you can't say my bracket ain't here.
Okay, man. You actually hit some.
I don't want no trouble. I don't want no problems.
Oh, that's good.
Fellas, we got to break this down and tiptoe out of here.
Yeah, we do. Get back on the screen.
Breaking news of the day was former Capitol Chris Simon passing away today at the age of 52. No details, but I forgot which one of you guys shared it, but I saw it and I was just so busy at work, I couldn't get a chance to post it. So if anybody has that clip, can you just throw it in the group page? So that way we have it in the group so everybody else in the group knows.
I think Matt already posted it.
Okay.
Yeah, cool. He did.
Yeah, they
already two, two for me. These boys right here. My Washington Caps. Everybody said sell, sell, sell. Once you got rid of Evgeny, now they on a little run. Right now, as of today, they're in the playoffs. They got 16 games in 30 days. Let's see what happens, man. We might actually get a team in Washington, D.C. to actually make the playoffs. So that's going to be huge. The young guys have stepped up and played some good ball. Big guy. The next Thursday, I think we got to do Nets preview.
Yes, we do, because we got opening day coming up. Couple comments real quick. Perry says, state to the finals, to the final four, though.
State to the final four.
We had, who do we have? I forget who we had in the final four.
Don't worry about it. That's the minutia. That's,
yeah, we,
anything we'll else you guys out. Got from today?
Hold on. Oldest daughter says UNC versus Tennessee. UNC takes the W.
That's your daughter?
Yeah.
Woo! Man. She's my favorite kid. Tell Xavier he's down to number two now.
Guess what?
The big guy.
You can't come over here anymore. You don't live here. You're not welcome. Family rankings.
I'm like Dion. I'm going to rank your kids. I got Letarian one, Oscar, Dario. No, Xavier and Dario. Because Xavier did admit that his mom was his favorite parent. So we good on that.
Xavier said, you will not catch me because I'm fighting for D.C. and New York.
There will be no D.C. and New York, son. None.
One.
Oh, man. But everything's nice and tidy. It's saved. It's under Tuesday night flight. So if you have not yet, please go in and do your bracket. My particular bracket for the men's side is for Hank.
Okay.
So
you want to give a big round on that? Got us. Okay.
Yes. Okay.
Little slow on that one. My bad.
Yeah.
My bad.
And then on the other side, on the women's side, it's I have my bracket put in. If you haven't had yours put in on the women's side, please put it in. I am under Kim Perrott's biggest fame.
We got to get out of here. We got to get out of here, man.
Yo, just go.
We got to get out of here, man. Wow. Wow.
You guys.
Wow.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us while we went dancing. Be back on Thursday, probably an abbreviated show on Thursday, because we're going to be too busy watching basketball. Let's get it going, baby. It is that time of year, probably the most wonderful time of the year. Enjoy the games that you can watch. So, for the Boss BJ, the Midnight Ride, I'm the Big Guy KG. We did some overtime tonight, but it's cool because it was for a good cause. So, see y'all on Thursday.
Don't forget to put it in.
And make sure you remember how many timeouts you had.
Your bracket. Put it in.
We're not going to keep doing this daggone timeout stuff, man. I'm not going to keep doing this with you.
No,
Is this timeout or technical foul? And then they go the other hand with the technical. Which one is?
I think it's no matter what. Like, if it's Steve Javi, you're just getting teed up no matter what.
But is the T closer to the body, like more personal, technical?
Give me that. I mean, I got four in Virginia, so whenever I got mine, it was like because I earned them.
You know what? Let's go home. That's done.